Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The air we breathe shapes our health, even if we don't know it. But for many of us, the air we breathe is seriously hurting our health. 1 in 5 kids still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing missed school from bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. But it doesn't have to be this way. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
The January auction going on now at GreatPlainsAuction.com, featuring a 2016 Case IH Steiger 420 quad row track and more. Go to GreatPlainsAuction.com and browse the inventory. This auction ends January 31st at 11 a.m. Central. Great Plains Auction is a trusted and reputable marketplace for farm equipment and more. If you have something you want to consign, reach out to Great Plains Auction. And don't forget about the hay auction coming up February 1st. GreatPlainsAuction.com.
Well, in historic first for Oklahoma, 142 broadband expansion grants have been approved. More than 55,000 Oklahoma homes and businesses are now one step closer to receiving high-speed internet service thanks to votes on Thursday by the Oklahoma Broadband Governing Board to authorize 142 broadband infrastructure expansion projects. The approved projects would provide broadband to nearly a quarter of locations that don't have such great service today. While at the meeting, Associate Farm Editor Reagan Kalk had the opportunity to visit with Michael Sanders about those broadband funds going out the door to Oklahomans.
These are real life-changing opportunities for folks who, by the way, have never had high-speed internet. And when I say have never had, they've never had it. And that's something that we take for granted at times because we just assume we turn on the computer, it goes, or our phone, or whatever the case might be. These folks have been waiting for decades to have this opportunity, and today we take that first step into making sure that we level the playing field and the folks in rural Oklahoma and the areas that are unserved and underserved, we're going to give them an opportunity. And we're excited what this means. This is a game changer for the state of Oklahoma.
This is one of 4 rounds of funding that companies can apply for, Sanders says. And for this round, 57 of the 77 counties in Oklahoma will be served.
Again, keep in mind, this is one of 4 pots of money that we will be administering. This is what's exciting. 57 counties. 57 of the 77 counties. I told my team that I didn't know what to expect. I knew we were going to cover a lot of territory. Turned out to be 142 projects completely sprinkled across the state.
To hear the complete conversation between Reagan Kalk and Mike Sanders, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at 0%, unchanged for the whole year. Extreme drought or worse, also at 0, unchanged. Severe drought or worse remains at 1.67%, also unchanged from the past 2 weeks. Moderate drought or worse, now at 14.52%, down from last week's 15.01. Abnormally dry conditions, now at 32.77%, also down from last week's 34.19%. According to the 6 to 10-day precipitation outlook map, majority of the state leaning around a 40 to 50% chance of rain through February the 3rd. Small portion of the northeast corner leaning above that 33 to 40% chance of rain. And then a small portion of the southwest border can expect a 50 to 60% chance of rain through February the 3rd. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.